Housekeeping here. Good news. I'm running my masterclass again. Less stress, less prep, how to exploit materials in multiple ways. I had such a blast doing it last year and got such good feedback. I'm doing it again just for you. When is it? February the 8th? What time? 4 p.m. That's a Wednesday. And up until the 3rd of February, you get a 20% discount with the coupon code LESSPREP20. LESSPREP20. See the show notes for the link, and I'll see you there. Welcome to Everything EFL. My name's Erin O'Byrne, and I firmly believe that you as a teacher are special, amazing, creative, and passionate. But it's very easy to get burnt out and overwhelmed. With my podcast and my teacher training, I aim to help you avoid burnout and cut down on your prep time so you can unleash your creativity and enjoy your work more mindfully. Are you ready? Let's go! Hello, you gorgeous teacher. If you're one of my lovely, gorgeous regular listeners, welcome back. If you are a brand new listener to Everything EFL podcast, you are most welcome. I hope you stick around. Having said that, this is going to be a very short and sweet episode. Today, I want to share with you an activity that I kind of just sort of made up on the spot one day, as you do, and it's a reflection activity. Now, I think that if you can throw some reflection at least once a week into your lesson, that is really, really beneficial for your students. Why is reflection important? Well, it's part of the learning, or it should be part of the learning process. It makes students stop for a minute to process all of that cognitive load and, let's face it, very often cognitive overload. It makes them think about the progress they're making, and a lot of the time it makes them realise that they are progressing even when they feel they aren't. Or, you know, how many times have you had a student saying, I don't feel I'm progressing, I don't think I'm learning? If you do some reflection every week and actually analyse what they've done and what they've learned and things like that, it might actually help go towards those kind of, you know, small victories, those little dopamine hits, those little sort of positive moments that everybody needs. So this is a really, really short activity. It can take not even 10 minutes, and it's all about raising awareness of good communication skills and turn-taking, especially if you have some dominant students who love talking, and if you're doing some kind of, you know, group activity, they generally tend to just take over. And if there's a quieter student in the group, which, you know, sometimes you can't avoid, you know, they just can't talk. They sit there and it must be quite boring and frustrating for them. You know, we've talked about this before. There are a million reasons why students don't talk, or they can't talk, or they won't talk, but it doesn't help when they have a dominant student in their group who's doing all the talking for them and just isn't giving them a chance to, you know, think, formulate their ideas, or just speak. Now, obviously, you can avoid this by, you know, the way you pair and group students, but like I said, sometimes it isn't possible. And, you know, you do have to mix your students up and get them to experience different people, different personalities as well. So the way it happened was it was a B2 class a few years ago, and we were doing some kind of project-based lesson where they had to produce like a product and, you know, pitch it, that kind of thing. And there was a group of four students. Three of them were from a quite culturally shy country, and the other one was from a European country where talking is, you know, that's what they do. And that's grand. But, you know, as a match for a group discussion or a group collaboration, it was a little bit tough. The three students who weren't as talkative basically just kind of sat there while the other guy, he just spoke. And I just suddenly came up with this idea. So I stopped the discussion. I just said, okay, guys, just one second. We're just going to try something. And we did a little activity that made them all think about their level of, let's say, contribution to the group discussion. And, you know, you can choose how and when you want to do this. Take the idea, adapt it, think about when is a good time to do it, halfway through, right at the end. Anyway, it goes something like this. So keep everyone in their groups. and ask everyone, okay, open your notebooks, draw a circle, and then write everybody's names next to it, including your own. Okay, so do it on the whiteboard, put your own name, and then make up three other names of people who don't exist. So like, you know, Erin, Emma, Eve, and Eric, right? Draw a circle, put those four names. And then tell them, think about, you know, the last hour, the last 20 minutes, whatever. And they have to make a pie chart that represents the amount of time that everybody in their group talked for. Now, ideally, it should be sort of divided into nice, neat, equal portions. But very, very often, it doesn't. And also, you will find that, especially the talkative students, their pie chart representation will be a little bit different from the others, okay? Not everybody has exactly the same perception of the same situation. So you ask them to do that, and then you get them to compare their pie charts in the groups. Now, don't look. This is nothing to do with you. It's to do with them. Monitor from a distance. Just say to them, stress at this point, this is not a judgment thing. It's just a reflection. I just want you to compare and see if you have the same, and then have a chat about it. Are you surprised? Get them to do that. There'll be a little bit of laughter, a little bit of nervous laughter, you know, see how they react. And then as they're doing that, I suggest writing some reflection questions on the board. Do it in your own language if it's more effective and it's going to make the class flow a little bit better, okay? Because this isn't an English language exercise necessarily, all right? It could be, but it doesn't have to be. So you could ask them questions like, you know, what responsibility do talkative students have to quieter students? Should they encourage them to speak? How? Maybe what phrases could we use? And then conversely, what responsibility do quiet students have when in a group with more talkative students? And then, you know, you could get some sort of open class feedback, and then you could say to them, you know, think about next time, or think about, you know, we're going to carry on now. So are you going to change the way you do something? Is there anything you've learned from this little exercise? Do you consider yourself talkative, quiet, somewhere in between? Do you think you could speak a little less? Would you like to speak a little more? What would you like to say to your group? Why is this important when thinking about communication? And generally, it does lead to quite an interesting discussion. And that's really it. One thing I will say is, though, that even if some students have a bit of an epiphany about how talkative they are, and maybe how they haven't really been giving other students in their group a chance to speak, it is something that has to be sort of monitored. And, you know, you have to keep reminding students, like everything, change is a process. If you're really talkative, one little realization isn't going to suddenly change your behavior. OK, they just go straight back into it. In fact, I did it this week, and one student, he was quite young, but I mean, he had such little self-awareness. He was just talking all the way through the actual reflection discussion as well. So, you know, it does take a little bit of time. So this is your job, should you choose to accept, to try and just change a few habits there and, you know, make a few people realize, oh, maybe I should talk less. Maybe I should give other people a chance to speak. And it's also good to point out that, you know, some quieter students just need a little bit of time. So I'm sure you've done it. I've done it before, and I've seen students do it. You know, the stronger or the more talkative students will ask a quieter student a question, and if they don't get an answer immediately, they'll either just talk for them, ignore them, or ask them another question. And what those students sometimes need is just a little bit of time. So, you know, think about that as well. Monitor your students when they're talking. Don't just monitor the language, but monitor how they're actually interacting. And this can really make a big difference to some students' confidence after this conversation has been had. Quieter students might suddenly find they've been recognised. They've been seen. So that might just give them a little bit of confidence to try and speak up a little bit more. It's amazing what these little things can do for your students and, you know, for the dynamics of the class. So yeah, I mean, that's it. Just a short one, like I said, but I would love you. I'm going to challenge you to try this next time you feel that the dynamic isn't quite equal between your students who are having some sort of discussion or collaboration, okay? After all, why are you listening to this if you're not going to take action? Now's your chance. And let me know if it works. I love hearing from you. I love, love, love getting messages from you. And I love serving you. And, you know, if you have any questions or issues as well with your teaching, please don't hesitate to DM me. There's something else you can do for me as well. You can recommend this episode or any episode to your colleagues. Share it over their social media. share any of my social media posts or stories onto your social media. Talk about me in your staff room. Talk me up. Tell everyone what a great podcast this is. And if you would like a snappy, snazzy poster for your staff room, email me and I'll send one to you. So that's it, guys. I'll see you again in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, as always, take care of yourself. Have a peaceful couple of weeks and share the love. Bye.